Hello, this is Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministries with you today. We're in Genesis 4. We didn't finish up with Cain and Abel the last time we were together. We had gotten into the fact that some people make a profession of faith. Some people come to God, but they don't really come with the right heart. Maybe they have wrong motives. Maybe they have their own ideas. Maybe they feel like, I need to do it this way. And we see that in Cain, we see that this was so. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 4 if you have a Bible. And if you don't, if you'll just bear with us and try to stay with us here. Be in Genesis chapter 4, let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we do again thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I just pray today that you might touch the hearts of everyone listening, Lord, that there wouldn't be anybody that would just say, yes, I believe, and then go on and live only the way that they always have, Father, and that they would turn from their wicked ways and they would turn to you for salvation. Lord, we pray that this would be so in the lives of those who hear. Lord, help us all to be like this, Lord. Lord, that we know that faith without works is dead, being alone. But Father, we just thank you again for the salvation in Jesus Christ and in him alone. Amen. Now, we read about Cain and Abel, how Cain had brought an offering of the fruit of the ground. Abel had brought the firstlings of the flock. Cain, again, let's go a little bit farther today. And we're going to see in Genesis 4:8. Let's read to Genesis 4:8. We left off at, I believe it was verse 4 last time we were together. Let's read from verse 5 to 8. But unto Cain and his offering, he had not respect. That is, God had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why are you wroth, and why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door. And unto you shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. Now when Cain saw that God hadn't accepted his offering, the heart of Cain begins to show itself. Cain's countenance falls. You might say the shadow passes over his face. The anger, the wrath. I don't know if you've ever seen this. I'm sure all of us have. When someone begins to get angry, and the anger just comes across their face, and you know it's time to be quiet and to leave them alone. Well, this is sort of what happens to Cain here. The anger just comes across his face, and his countenance falls. He begins to look at the ground. He begins to well up within him this anger. But it doesn't seem to be an obvious thing. We know that God knew it. It's in the Word here. It describes it for us. And God comes to Cain, and he says, why are you wroth, and why is your countenance fallen? He approaches Cain about his anger. You know that Cain, his heart was wrong when he brought the offering. We find that out in Hebrews 11. He didn't bring the right offering. He didn't bring it in the right way. And even after this, when he sees that God doesn't accept it and he gets mad, God still comes to Cain again and he asks him a question. Cain, why are you angry? Why is your countenance fallen? I need to know. I want to help you, Cain. And you know, there's so many people today that when God faces them with the fact that their religion won't save them, when God comes to them with the fact that they're not good enough to get into heaven, they get angry, and their countenance falls, and they begin to look at the ground, and you can see it on their face when the truth of the sacrifice of Jesus is preached, and they say, and the Bible says that it is enough, it is all that it takes, that in him is salvation. People just begin to get mad, and the look comes over their face, and they say, huh, I'm good enough. My works are good enough. Don't tell me. And they get angry. And we can thank God here that he doesn't give up on people that quickly. God here approaches Cain, and he asks Cain the question. Cain, and you could say he's digging here, but I don't believe that's the case. I believe the case is that God was really concerned about Cain. He loved him. and he was coming to him, and if Cain would admit what was wrong, then God said, you can deal with it, Cain. But no, he doesn't deal with the problem. And let me ask you, how many times has God approached you about your religion? How many times has God approached you about your way of life, and you've just gotten mad about it? Well, he's not doing it just to make you mad. He's doing it to make you think. He's doing it to make you turn to him. His purposes are good. He's not out to hurt people. Now, Cain here, God asked him the question, and he says, look, sin lies at your door. Cain, you're right in sin here, Cain. And its desire is to rule. Let's just read it before I misquote. If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door, and you shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him. Well, he says that sin lies at the door, but Cain, you can rule over it, is what he's saying. And if you do well, shall you not be accepted? He's not saying here, Cain, go and be a good boy. No, Cain knows what the correct sacrifice that is acceptable to God is. What is doing good? What is good works? To do good is to keep the commandments of God. To do good is to accept the salvation that's in Jesus Christ. For Jesus says, there is no man that is good. Do you see? There's none good but God. And he says, Cain, if you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you don't do well, sin lies at the door. And you shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass that they were in the field, and Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Now, it looks like Cain, he never dealt with the problem. Cain never admitted to God, yes, I am angry. Yes, Lord, I will do what is acceptable to you. I will do right. I will offer the sacrifice that you find favor in. I will accept your sacrifice. No, he gets even more angry. But you might say it goes underground. As Cain goes out and he begins to talk with Abel, his brother, it seems in the field. Yes, in the field. While they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Now, I wanted to look up this words rose up, and I said, well, that sounds like a man who rises up, his anger rises up within him, and he comes up and he kills his brother in a fit of rage. That's not what the word meant. As a matter of fact, it was never used in that sense that I could find. Maybe some of the scholars out there might correct me on this. But Cain, when he talked with his brother Abel, it seems that Abel didn't know. And while they were in the field, Cain just simply, evidently it's like they were lying on the grass together and they were discussing things. And suddenly Cain, he just stands up and he kills Abel. Now, does God leave Cain alone now? Well, Cain has rejected the chance to offer the kind of sacrifice God wants. Cain has remained angry. Now Cain has killed his brother Abel. Is God going to leave Cain alone now? Is he going to say, forget him? I don't need to help him. I don't need to work with him no more. No. Verse 9, another trying question. Another question to make Cain think. Another chance for Cain to turn back to God. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel your brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Cain has came to the point now. He just spits in the face of God, if you will. And he says, listen, I don't know where Abel is. What am I, my brother's keeper? Am I supposed to keep up with Abel? And God said to him, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. It's too late now. He says in verse 11, now you are cursed from the earth that has opened her mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. God says to Cain, who is a farmer, A man who makes his living off of the land is cursed for you now, Cain, and it's no longer going to yield you its fruit. It's cursed, why? Because you shed the blood of your brother Abel in it. Now, Cain. Cain has been given chance after chance. He is shown by his actions that he is rebellious. He is shown, in a sense, that his rebellion was underground with his brother Abel. Now, when we go to the book of 1 John, we find that Cain is spoken of there. And I want to look there in 1 John. But let me quote a verse from Proverbs 28 and 17 here. A man that doeth violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit. Let no man stay him. You know, Cain did violence to the blood of his brother Abel. Cain wasn't just out to hurt Abel. Cain wasn't just out to maybe rough him up a little bit. Cain was out for blood. Cain shed the blood of his brother Abel on the ground, and it opened up and received it. Well, Cain, now look in 1 John 3 and 12, and we're going to see that Cain is an example of one who may profess to be a Christian, one who may profess to be one of those amongst us, but yet by his action proves that he is a false professor, proves that he never had God, proves that the love of God was never in his heart, and this is what Cain had done. You know, Cain was the brother of Abel. Cain had every appearance of being one of the children of God, but he wasn't. Look with me in 1 John 3, 12. Now, in 1 John, we find light up against darkness, sin against truth. But in verse 12 of chapter 3, it says, not as Cain. Let's start at verse 11. So this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Cain was an evil worker. Cain was a man of sin. Why did he kill his brother? Because his works were evil and his brother's were righteous. What works are recorded in Scripture for us about Cain and Abel? Well, when we read in Genesis, the works that they were doing, they were farming. Cain was a tiller of the ground, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but that's not the works that it refers to. It refers to the offerings that they brought to God, and to the fact that Cain's heart was not right within him, and that Abel's was. Why did Cain kill Abel? Because Cain would not accept God's sacrifice. Cain would not accept God's salvation, and Abel did. And this is the way it is today, men and women. Question is, will you accept God's sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for your sins, or will you go against him and his, and then be judged? This is Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. If you have any comments or questions, please call us this week at 879-5695. Each week we change subjects and brethren to rotate between Mark B.B., myself, Mike Moody, and Jeff Buckles. So join us the rest of the week with our brother Jeff. This is the Two Roads, the Two Destinies Radio Ministry.